T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Right around 5 o'clock, because of travel with Kevin Harlan of TNT and Westwood One, we did record an interview, and Kevin knew Kobe Bryant fairly well, and we knew at the time that Kevin was going to be calling for TNT tomorrow night's game between the Lakers and Clippers at the Staples Center, since been postponed. So obviously during the course of the interview that we recorded, you will hear Kevin talking about a game tomorrow night that after the interview that we recorded around 5, obviously it was postponed for another date. As both earlier today, the Lakers and the Clippers decided this is not the right time for us to be playing basketball at the Staples Center so soon after the loss of the 9 people in the helicopter crash Sunday in Southern California. I was to ask Kevin right from the beginning, was this going to be something like when Thurman Munson passed away, or when Elvis might have passed away, or when John Lennon might have passed away, if we are going to remember, and if he is going to remember just where he was when he heard the news?
I think so, Steve. You know, I mean, it just kind of depends on your interest in sports and obviously the NBA, but there were so many things that Kobe Bryant had done since he played. He had won an award, an Academy Award. He had been in production. He had written a children's book. He was trying to do some things in the Los Angeles community. If that didn't pique your interest, certainly you were interested in what he did in his 20 years with the Los Angeles Lakers, his 5 championships, his MVP, his finals MVPs, multiple All-Stars. I mean, we can go on and on with his resume. And he had, you know, here's a guy that we really had seen since he was a teenager, grew up right before our eyes, and all the mistakes that we all make going from that age to adulthood. And he was magnified and on a TV screen and written about probably as much as anyone. So, you know, I think that somewhere along the line for all of us, we've crossed his story. And certainly when you die at such a young age and with your daughter right by you, it makes for it's a horrible, brutal story in every regard, but certainly would pique your interest and certainly draw you toward the totality of his story and what he did.
Mm-hmm. And what is so equally important and equally sad and tragic, the loss, Kevin, of 7 other lives.
Well, that's the thing that unfortunately when someone famous dies with others that we sometimes don't realize that there were 7 other people that were on that plane, the pilot and the coach and his wife and another girl the same age as Kobe's daughter was. And you're right. I mean, that's I guess the world we live in is the headline always is what grabs your attention and your the optics, but it's the underlying story, and that other lives were lost too. And you know, you think about all the extensions of the story, Bryant's wife and their 3 remaining daughters, and a wife now is a widow, and those daughters have lost their sister. And it's very there's just nothing about this story that feels settled, will give any kind of peace in any way. I did get something the other day, or the other hour, I should say, from someone who had heard from a priest who was in Southern California who had seen Kobe at Mass that morning of the tragedy. And the priest was quoted as saying that if there is any solace, it is something that, you know, he was in that situation, prior to his life being taken. And maybe, you know, who knows what we all say in those private moments when we're talking to whoever we follow and praise. And that is probably something for people that are religious and do have mm-hmm. those feelings and that inner strength can find that well, he was with, you know, his Lord right before he perished. But this is a story that will continue to evolve, and we will not forget this, as you began by saying, we will not forget this for a very long time, there's no doubt.
We're talking, of course, with the terrific play-by-play announcer for Westwood One, TNT, Kevin Harlan. And Kevin, as we speak right now on Monday, we have learned that the pilot of the helicopter was given, quote, special approval to take off in very, very shaky weather. It had been, of course, very foggy, and most other helicopters in and around the area were grounded until later in the afternoon. Special approval was given for this helicopter to take off.
I don't know, Steve, and I had heard the same thing. I'm not certain if the helicopter that Kobe was in, and I believe he owned it, and it had a couple of engines. It was highly sophisticated. I don't know if it had more instrumentation on it than, say, a police helicopter, and the whole police helicopter fleet, from what I understand, had been grounded and not allowed to fly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming there were special avionics on this helicopter that gave the pilot the chance, but I also heard that there were visual flight rules in effect and that he was doing it by line of sight. So with the marine layer coupled with the fog, as you talk about, the weather conditions being substandard, and going to something as you know, this was not a life flight experience.
Mm-hmm.
This was, they were going to a basketball tournament. I don't really know, and I'm sure some of this will come out, but obviously there's a lot of this story that is unsettling. And, you know, and I know Brian a little bit. I've done a little bit of work with him following his days in the NBA for a video game that I do for the league,
mm-hmm.
The NBA 2K series, and spent some time with him. I do know that his family, the life he was building in his second act after being a basketball player, probably had as much of his focus and heart into it as anything he ever did on the floor. And surely he would not risk the lives of himself, his daughter, the people that he was with, if there was anything that was not by aviation rules allowed. So that is what leads me to think that perhaps there was something on his helicopter, which I think was probably far more advanced than the police helicopters, that would allow him to fly. Now, whether the pilot was, and it was a single pilot, was comfortable with that, I don't know. But I agree that the wording is a little bit unsettling, and some of the things we're getting in this post-crash scenario are a little bit troubling, I would say.
Again, talking with Kevin Harlan. And Kevin, you kind of touched on this a few moments ago. Obviously, I think most of us would agree from the horrific low point in Colorado years ago that he grew to become a much better person, a more mature person, and became not only, as we know, the All-Star and Hall of Fame basketball player he's going to become, but an All-Star husband, an All-Star father, and I guess we could say also an All-Star person.
It seems that way, Steve. I have written you know, a couple of things to friends talking about, you know, how is he going to be remembered, and reading people that are much more eloquent than myself and write for a living in publications online, you know, the narrative of Colorado will always be a part of the totality of his story.
Mm-hmm.
And but there is redemption for all of us, and there is a way to improve as a human being. And that was in 2003, I believe, when that was going on and much publicized. It was a daily occurrence.
Mm-hmm.
He was going from Colorado to the basketball court that night, in courtrooms during the day, and playing in the league at night. So it was a very complicated and sordid story that had sensational headlines, and there was no way around it. And he lived with that, and he, I think, probably, and kind of tailing off what you said, probably took those moments that he will regret, obviously, for the, all the days since, and probably felt like, I've got to become something more than just a good person. I've got to become an example. I've got to become an exemplary person, somebody that young kids and old, anybody in between, can look up to, basketball fans and non-basketball fans, and try to rectify my life. And I don't know if he ever said that publicly, but my guess is, knowing the kind of person he is and how he is all in, and whatever he does, strives for perfection and being the best he can be at any event, anything that he may encounter, my guess is, yes, like you say, he tried to be the best possible husband, the best possible father. And all the reports say that he was, mm-hmm, in all of those different categories, that he tried to improve his life, used it in a positive way, in a very sordid story, and had the spin out of that of regret, seeking sorrow, apologizing publicly, and moving on and trying to be a better person. So those elements seem to be in front of us and in front of the Bryant story for sure.
Kevin Harlan, of course, with TNT and Westwood One. Kevin, do you think the game should have gone on last night?
I don't know, Steve. I was thinking about, you know, I mean, your mind drifts to, you know, probably even more famous people. The day that Kennedy was shot, in the subsequent NFL weekend games, mm-hmm, when 9/11 happened, and how the league canceled their football games mm-hmm, following Sunday. I don't know. Obviously, we're talking in such different terms. You were talking about thousands and thousands of lives and families and the ruins from that, mm-hmm, and a president being assassinated. So this is, I mean, this is a different kind of situation. And I don't know that I'm really in a position to say, should they play or shouldn't they? I wonder if maybe the league, which is very sensitive to these kind of things, I'm sure they have thought this over and talked, mm-hmm, about it ad nauseum, thinking about, is there a better tribute than playing and having it recognized in front of, you know, all the TV cameras that are on these games, all the broadcasts, mm-hmm, all the national attention that each of these games would get tonight? Is that a way for our players all over the NBA to express their personal feelings, to be able to talk about it? It's a process for everybody that knew him, played against him, admired him, grew up watching him, idolizing him. I'm sure for all of these people, they all have different ways to process and to honor. And the league probably thought, I'm guessing, and I don't know anything more than you and I here talking right now, Steve, that, mm-hmm, that they probably thought that was the best way, the most organic way, in this very troubling and horrific accident, to convey thoughts and to help the fans, which the league embraces, all their fans, worldwide fans, deal with this tragic news. Mm-hmm. So you can look at things like this in so many different ways. I'm not an expert in PR and how to handle a crisis like this, but I'm sure the league has, mm-hmm, and they thought that. Now, listen, I'm on my way to Los Angeles, mm-hmm, after we get off the phone here,
yep,
to do the game tomorrow night between the Clippers and the Lakers, mm-hmm, in a stadium and arena where he played and starred for a team that he played for 20 years in the city that embraced him and probably idolizes him more than any other athlete that has ever played there. And they've had some terrific athletes. So, I mean, there's a swirl of emotions, obviously, locally, nationally, and worldwide regarding this tragedy in California for Kobe Bryant.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, Kevin, because we know you're doing the game tomorrow night with the Lakers and the Clippers for TNT. What do you expect? Is it going to be a more of a celebration of his career and his life, or do you suppose it would be more of what we saw last night? And what I mean by that is, yes, even though the games were played, and you can go either way with your thoughts on that, because everybody grieves and mourns in their own way, and certainly everybody does decide if they want to move forward right away with what memories they have. I don't think there's any right or wrong per se. And it is something, I'm sure, as you said, that the NBA thought about. We thought about it. You thought about it. So, and I'm sure so many others. And you could almost tell that the players weren't into it last night from what we saw. There was with, as you know, Kevin, the 24-second violation, the 8-second backcourt violation to honor the two jersey numbers he wore. Do you expect more of that tomorrow night?
Steve, I don't know what to expect. As a person that was an everyday person in this world, I think there's a process to grieving, and in some segments of our society, you have a wake, you have a funeral, and then you have a kind of a meal or some kind of gathering following those ceremonies.
Right.
And those are all stretched out over a couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
And this will have been, just 2 days, a little more than 2 days after he has died. And at such a young age, and then dying with someone so young as his daughter, I think the acuteness of the event and the tragic feeling and just the unbelievability of this whole story, I think it will take people longer than had this game, for instance, been played a week later. Will you have a chance to, you know, get up after a night's sleep and talk with other people and visit with more people and read more stories and just personally process what's going on? I don't know in 2 days' time if any of us can really, you know, capture the meaning of losing someone so young with so many wonderful years, productive years ahead of them. And then the daughter who knows how many lives she would have touched with the start with that last name of Bryant, with the upbringing of her family and what seemed to be an incredibly bright, wonderful life ahead for her. So I don't know where this settles with people. Surely people in Los Angeles and in Southern California feel like they have lost a member of their family.
Mm-hmm.
And, for many of them, you know, they grew up watching this play and idolizing Kobe Bryant. And then if you widen the lens, you've got the national perspective and what might be happening from that standpoint and how he's perceived and certainly a star. And I don't know if there was any other, I'm thinking just out loud, if there was any other person that would warrant this kind of feeling. Surely there are, and none come to mind, but there are famous people in all walks of life, singer, actor, whatever, actress. We would have other people, a famous political person. But you know, Bryant was so freshly retired and so much a part of society still and productive and exploring new areas and avenues of life. That he touched a lot, and that's what's kind of hard to grasp and really wrap your head around. So I don't know how people are going to react. I think it's going to be a definitely a mixture of all of it for sure.
And so much, and this is the downside of social media, and even with established networks, we were hearing all four daughters were on board, five people were on board, Rick Fox was on board. Because so many want to be first with information instead of being right, we had what we had yesterday, so much confusion with so much broadcasting and so much with social media just giving so much information all day long, which certainly doesn't help matters at all for any and all of us who want to understand what's happening.
Oh, exactly. I was broadcasting a game for CBS in Bloomington, Indiana, between Maryland, a college basketball game between Maryland and Indiana, and it was at the very end of the game that my partner, Jim Spinarco, known in your area very well, Jim showed me his screen during a commercial break, and a buddy had texted him and said, "Did you hear that Kobe may have been on a plane that crashed in California?" And that's all we heard. Then we got out of the commercial, we started broadcasting the game again, we got to the very end, And then another text had come up on Jim's phone, and it said, "Reports say that Kobe Bryant was on a flight," and on and on. And again, you couldn't substantiate. So we didn't go near the story.
Mm-hmm.
Our game ended, and only when we were driving back to the Indianapolis airport were we reading that some of the reports had been confirmed. And there were many outlets that were waiting for confirmation. So, yeah, you want to be right with a story like this. And as you say, sure, social media took off and they began to take the story and take it in a thousand different directions. But it is what it is. And it's a society we live in. And now we all have to try to process what is a very tragic story.
Yeah, and once again, Kevin, making the right decision under the circumstances. And one final question, then I'll let you go. And I have to ask you, because you are doing the Super Bowl on Sunday, this is not why we wanted to talk with you, but we do want to get your thoughts on the game and who you think might win.
I think it's about as close, Steve, going in on paper as any Super Bowl we've ever had. The odds makers would show that with what they came out in Vegas after we knew that the matchup would be the Niners and the Chiefs. We've got a trend, an incredible talent, a generational talent in Mahomes, probably on paper. More of the talent is on the San Francisco side. Either way, I think it's going to be filled with a lot of drama, terrific football, and I can't wait to get down there and do the game. I'm excited. I'm glad FAN's going to carry it as they have all season long.
Sure.
I don't think we're going to be disappointed whatsoever.
No, and if you're doing the broadcast, nobody's going to be disappointed at all.
depending,
No. Take my word. It'll be exciting listening to you. Kevin, thanks so much, and I hope everything works out for everybody involved tomorrow night. I don't think it's going to be the easiest game that you've ever done, but you'll get through it, I'm sure.
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate the kind words. Always fun to talk to you, and my respect for you is even raised by a chance to talk about something kind of out of the ordinary and a little bit uncomfortable, certainly, but if I was going to talk to anybody about it, you're as good as anybody. I'm glad we had a chance to visit.
Same.
And we'll talk down the line. Thank you again for having me on.
Yep, you bet, Kevin. Thanks so much. Kevin Harlan of TNT and Westwood One. And again, he has the call for tomorrow night's Lakers and Clippers game on TNT. Also this Sunday, he'll be the radio voice for the Super Bowl on Westwood One.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.